This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Lyndon Johnson, who was president of the United States from 1963 to 1969, was a stalwart champion of the civil rights movement of the time. He crafted and enacted, not without a lot of bullying and bribery and threats and begging, some of the most important civil rights laws in the history of the United States, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. All of that, of course, is according to the history books. None of that is really according to the Oprah Winfrey produced movie Selma, now in cinemas across the country. As the movie tells the story, Lyndon Johnson was kind of a foot-dragging Texas politician without any real interest in the civil rights of African Americans. He actively opposed the passage of those signature pieces of legislation and told their great champion, Martin Luther King Jr., to essentially cool it with the marching and the protesting and the complaining. The movie has it all wrong, at least if you're a stickler for historical accuracy, but that's, as I said, history, and history is a subject they teach in school, and in school what you get is homework, and the first rule of Hollywood is nobody pays for homework. What we do out in Los Angeles in our days of endless sunshine and hours spent in blood-boiling traffic is tell stories, and when we're not making them up out of thin air, we're fixing the ones that already exist, whether that makes them closer to the truth or not. In other words, no matter what Lyndon Johnson did as a matter of historical fact, or as we say in Hollywood, in boring, unpretty real life, well, that's irrelevant. The story needed a big fat obstacle, and there's nothing bigger or fatter than the President of the United States. And the producers, among whom, as I mentioned, is Oprah Winfrey, who knows a thing or two about how to jazz up a boring old story, well, they calculated that audiences would forgive them for performing plastic surgery on the facts. I mean, we perform plastic surgery on everything else in Hollywood. Why not on American history? Now, here's a confession. For the past few months, I've been working with a couple of writers on a terrific script idea. It's the true story of the only high-ranking woman in the American Mafia. She was a powerful and terrifying local mob figure in the South Side of Chicago for almost 40 years, and up until now, her story has really not been told. One of the writers on the project grew up a few streets away from where it all takes place, and his grandparents and great-grandparents had dealings with this interesting and scary lady. And it's a true story. I mean, mostly. It's mostly true. We're not sure exactly how many, if any, people this woman murdered. Now, as a producer, my job is to convince the writers that the answer to this question is lots. She murdered lots of people. And not, well, the historical record is unclear, so we're going to avoid dealing with that particular question. Now, we debated the right way to describe the relative truth of the tale. I, of course, kept pushing for us to declare simply that this is a true story and let the linguists parse the meaning of true and story in the sentence. But the writers are cut from sturdier moral cloth than I, and so we finally settled on a blander but still punchy, this story is based on true events, which may or may not be the full-on facelift and tummy tuck that I was going for, but is at least a little work around the eyes. While you can't do major plastic surgery on history, there's not a story in the world, true or not, that couldn't use a little Botox. And that's it for this week. Next week, we get Rejected. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.